p.m. Second item on the agenda is Pledge Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Carabelli?
Present.
Tucci?
Still here.
Flynn? Kleinfeld?
Here.
Marino?
Here.
Myjak?
Here.
Miller?
Here.
Sabatini?
Here.
Sauger?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Toco?
Here.
Bosberg?
Here.
Invocation by Commissioner Rob Myjak. Could you use your microphone?
Please bow our heads. Creator and sustainer of all that is well and will ever be, accept our thanks for this day and its all its blessings. We ask that you guide and direct our county government and leaders, our actions, grant us, each of us, may feel that our responsibility to our community, our country, to all countries and all peoples. Bless our fellowship today. Bless this food and Board of Commissioners for the nourishment of our bodies and our service. Amen.
Thank you, Commissioner. Adoption of agenda with the...
That's the gravy.
Adoption of the agenda with the addition of Resolution 11D, which is the resolution opposing the Trans-Pacific Partnership TPP trade agreement and fast-track negotiating authority.
So moved.
Moved by Miller, supported by Marino. Any discussion?
Well, I was chewing the gum.
The agenda, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, it's 11B.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? The resolution that was passed at Finance will be 11B. It's at your desk with the revisions that were made, as well as the roll call vote for the yeses and the noes. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The agenda is so adopted. Approval of minutes dated March 19th and April 23rd, 2015. Moved by Marino, supported by Smith. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Public participation. Each member of the public has 5 minutes to speak. Please state your name and your address. But before we begin, I know I've had conversations from our office and with Jeff Randazzo, and we wanted to provide all members of the audience a legal opinion from Corp Counsel indicating the authority that, or the lack thereof authority for the county to pass an animal rights ordinance regulating pet shops. That's something that's done at the township or the city level who has that authority. And Corp Counsel will be here to discuss that after the meeting. If any commissioners have any legal questions or looking at how they should frame this issue and propose it in each one of their communities, because each community does have a different charter. So with that said, we'll open up public participation. If people could speak at that microphone.
Good evening, Chairman and Commissioners. Thank you for giving us the information about the legal advice. We are asking for a resolution in support of our proposal, which we sent to you earlier this week. But first, let me introduce myself and tell you a little bit about what we're trying to do. My name is Pam Swerdell. I'm from Clarkston. I'm the district leader for the Humane Society of the United States. I'm also the founder of Puppy Mill Awareness of Southeast Michigan. Our mission is to end commercial breeding and educate the public about the pet store linked to puppy mills. So puppy mills are kennels where dogs are mass-produced with minimal shelter, food, and veterinary care. Puppy Mill Awareness has been advocating for shelter pets over 6 years now in the Southeast Michigan area and have pending legislation to regulate large-scale breeders sponsored by Senator Beda and Representative McCready. Earlier today, I provided you a photo collection of commercial dog kennels that have supplied pet stores here in Macomb County. I believe these photos are the best way to share with you the problems with the puppy pet trade. The photos, inspection reports, and inventory numbers of these kennels clearly show Irresponsible breeders are stocking our pet store cages, and families are unknowingly contributing to cruelty. I have not found one pet store that does not work with puppy mills or backyard breeders. Good breeders would never sell wholesale to pet stores. So pet stores can be successful not selling puppies or kittens. In 2010, we had 100 Michigan pet supply stores take a pledge not to sell puppies or kittens. We hope that the current puppy stores in Macomb County voluntarily do the same. Animal shelters are regulated by the state, and some animal rescue groups are now certified by the Pet Fund Alliance. I am proud to serve as a committee member and feel confident that families will have a great experience adopting an animal from a shelter or certified foster-based rescue organization. Puppy mills are a national concern. Cities started restricting puppy and kitten sales nearly 10 years ago. We now have over 70 cities, 2 counties with ordinances, and 1 state with pending legislation. We know that the residents of Macomb County are opposed to puppy mills since we have been campaigning here in Utica and Mount Clemens for 3 years. We've talked to many business owners who are well aware of the sick animals sold by pet retailers. We feel we can gather enough signatures to put it up for a vote in Utica, so we formed a new group called Michigan Friends of Companion Animals and are now a registered ballot question committee here in Macomb County. So tonight, we are asking for your support of our humane pet acquisition proposal that would prohibit the retail sale of cats, dogs. We're also adding on ferrets, rabbits, long-lived birds, and large reptiles. We understand that you cannot pass an ordinance at the county level, but we hope you would consider drafting a resolution that we could take with us to Utica and other cities, villages, and townships in Macomb County to protect animals and families. Following me are committee members of the Michigan Friends of Companion Animals who will be sharing more specifics about our humane pet acquisition proposal. And we understand that there is a Red Wings game tonight, so we are limiting everyone to about 3 minutes. We've had our script, so we'll stick to the script, and thank you for your time tonight.
Would you mind spelling your last name for the minute? Sorry.
Sordyl, S-O-R-D-Y-L.
Thank you.
And your address?
8758 Deerwood Road, Clarkston.
Good evening, Chairman and Commissioners. My name is Sharon Gallagher. I'm a teacher, and I live at 43877 Catawba Drive, Clinton Township. I have been a member of Puppy Mill Awareness for 7 years. I joined the group because I have 2 puppy mill dogs. One was rescued from the pet store in Gibraltar Trade Center, who had many issues and we are still dealing with. Community members and leaders at all levels need to know about puppy mills, and I want to make sure you understand what they are and how they are impacting Macomb County residents. Puppy mills and kitten mills are large-scale commercial breeding operations that produce millions of animals every year for sale with little regard for the health and well-being of the animals. Our ordinance would limit pet retailers from selling cats and dogs obtained for the purpose of retail sales where the animal is not bred on the premises. We have gathered some information specific to Macomb County. We found there are 7 puppy and 4 kitten retailers. In 2013, a home-based retailer in Lennox Township shipped over 700 puppies from Clearwater Kennels, the largest breeder broker in Minnesota, with over 700 breeding dogs. Little Dogs, formerly known as Pollywood Pets, is currently being sued for fraud for allegedly knowing the animals were sick when they were sold. Many Southeast Michigan pet stores have been linked to out-of-state puppy mills that have violated the Federal Animal Welfare Act, sometimes repeatedly. In 2013, 50% of the puppies shipped to the family puppy at Macomb Mall had serious and costly defects. There are many problems associated with retail sales of cats, dogs, and puppy mills. First, animal control staff hours would be better spent addressing the homeless animal problem and not spending their time continually policing chronic offenders in pet stores. Ill and genetically defective puppies can cost their new owners hundreds or even thousands of dollars in veterinary care. Common costly defects include unattached kneecaps, restricted nasal passages, inverted eyelids, hernias, and undescended testicles. And there are no disclosure laws in Michigan. There are humane alternatives for acquiring pets in Macomb County. We always tell families, and we hope you do as well, to support their local shelters and try finding a pet through a foster-based rescue, which can be found on petfinder.com. There are plenty of great animals right here in Macomb County. In 2013, the Macomb County Animal Shelter received 2,000 dogs and 1,393 cats. The Humane Society of Macomb received 640 dogs and 744 cats. We need to help our homeless animals first and protect families from puppy peddlers. Thank you for your time.
Good evening, Chairman and Commissioners. My name is Sharon Deming. My address is 8510 Charles Court, Sterling Heights. I've lived in Sterling Heights for 20 years. I'm a district leader for the Humane Society of the United States and a ballot committee volunteer trainer for the Michigan Friends of Companion Animals. In addition to puppies, we are including rabbits and ferrets in the Humane Pet Acquisition Proposal because the local stores here in Macomb County also import rabbits and ferrets from out of state, from large commercial laboratories and ferret warehouses out of state. Like puppies, bunnies and baby ferrets are also mass-produced with minimal shelter, exercise, and veterinary care. Not only are they raised in poor conditions, baby rabbits bought annually as Easter gifts often end up unwanted within weeks or months after the novelty has worn off. According to the state's animal shelter reports, in 2013, 900 rabbits were surrendered to Michigan shelters and nearly 300 were not adopted. Classic Pet Supply in Warren rehomes rescued rabbits through All About Animals, which is also located in Warren. This is the business model that all stores should follow. Sterling Heights already prohibits the sale of any rabbits 2 months old or younger as pets or novelties. Pet Supplies Plus is the primary rabbit retailer in Macomb County with four locations. The stores import rabbits from a USDA licensed broker located in California. Why are we importing from across the country when we have rescue groups like Great Lakes Rabbit Sanctuary and Midwest Rabbit Rescue full to capacity? Families looking for ferrets also do not want to unknowingly contribute to cruelty. Ferrets bred in large warehouses are often grouped in small cages with dangerous metal wire floors and are deprived of any opportunity to engage in natural behaviors such as burrowing or hiding. Petco's ferrets are supplied by Marshall Farms in New York. Their inventory reached over 50,000 ferrets in 2011, and they were recently cited for violations of the Federal Animal Welfare Act related to veterinary care, repeat sanitation, and facility conditions. According to the state's animal shelter reports, 82 ferrets were surrendered to Michigan shelters in 2013. Families can find ferrets in rescue through Motor City Ferrets in Hazel Park and West Michigan Ferret Connection in Grand Rapids. Again, why are we importing ferrets from out of state when we have animals in rescues currently in need of homes? This ordinance would also include monitor lizards, which can reach 8 feet long and have powerful claws and jaws that can cause serious injuries, as well as alligators, venomous reptiles, and large constrictor snakes, such as boas, pythons, and anacondas, larger than 8 feet long, which are capable of killing a person. Dangerous animals like these cause law enforcement challenges during rescues and removals and can put families and neighbors at risk. This ordinance would help keep both animals and people safe. Thank you for your time and consideration of this important issue.
Hello, good evening. My name is Laura Fernandez. I'm a field marketing manager in an engineering company, and I live at 1518 West 13 Mile Road in Royal Oak. And I wonder if I could also share some information with you, if that's okay. I can pass some around.
We'll put it into the record and pass it around.
Okay, so we'll give it to you after?
No,
okay.
You can get it.
I brought some brochures and just some information. I'm representing Midwest Rabbit Rescue and Rehome in Plymouth, Michigan, which is in Wayne County tonight. I'm a board member and a volunteer there. So I also help do their marketing and a lot of their fundraising, all pro bono. We're just volunteers, and we do it out of, I love, you know, rescued rabbits and rescued animals. I've been a domestic pet rabbit owner for almost 5 years, and I've been working with a rescue for about 3 years now. And the mission of our rescue, just to sum it up for you, we rescue abandoned, hurt, neglected domestic pet rabbits. Domestic pet rabbits, as of the last few years, are really becoming a really popular pet in the U.S. One of the top pets, top three, top four is what we keep hearing. So people are really getting into it. They're very endearing. So our mission is to rescue them when they, you know, are abandoned, and also educate our community locally, at the shelter, online, via events and social media, even beyond Southeast Michigan. But we obviously focus a lot on our local communities. We also work closely with other rescues and animal control organizations. When we're not at capacity with animals, we take additional animals off their hands. So we really try to work locally in the communities, sometimes even as far as Ohio, Indiana, I mean, neighboring states. We really are in touch with a lot of other rescue networks, and we try to help each other out. And just to summarize, I mean, you may ask, well, why is this important, right? Why rabbits? Why are we talking about maybe something that most people think of as a critter? Well, domestic pet rabbits, our pet, and overall, obviously, we should just ask ourselves what kind of society are we striving to continue to be, and, you know, we that's really why we feel like this is important, is we respect all life, all animals, all human beings, so it's very important, and those are the values under our mission that we really try to continue to spread in our community, right, and educate, especially the children, really. We're trying to become a bigger resource to educate children, and the underlying message is, you know, you should grow up respecting and understanding and all life and all beings, you know, in your community, and kind of become, you know, a very supportive, positive thing. So definitely big emphasis on the education and education of families, especially families of means. We tend to find in our communities they get really convinced that it's a good toy for their kids, and they go ahead and buy it, and it's just really unfortunate. So, you know, right now we usually carry about 65 animals at a time, 65 rescued rabbits, and which is our capacity, and we rescue about 120 every year overall, and adopt out maybe between 80 or 90, more or less. So if that gives you a good idea. So I'd be happy to answer more questions if you'd like.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks.
Hello and good evening. My name is Janet Onderchannon.
Oh. Can you speak in the microphone?
Hi, good evening.
You can move that around.
Huh?
You can move the microphone around. Perfect.
Hi, my name is Janet Onderchannon. I live in East Point. I've owned birds for about 35 years. I currently own cockatiels and parakeets. They are special needs and rescues. I am also a licensed veterinary technician. This is, I'm a member of a Rainbow Feather Bird Club and Rescue since 2010. This is, we do rescue and foster. We teach, educate, and talk about responsible bird pet ownership at expos and alike. Reasons for not having long-lived birds sold at pet stores. Large birds should never be an impulse buy and should not be as presented as such. Large birds are kept in small cages to keep costs down and to keep up more of the floor selling space. Pet stores' marketing campaigns give customers a false impression that parrots make ideal pets, as parrots require an extraordinary amount of care and attention, and that the lifespans are comparable to humans living up to 80 years. Companion parrots have joined the ranks among the most discarded and homeless pets in America. They are the most complex and misunderstood of all popular pets. It is only after the bird arrives home and the excitement has worn off and the unsuspecting customers hit hard with the reality of parrothood. Not to be confused with parenthood, but parrothood. So the third most popular pet can be one of the most frustrating, destructive, messy, noisy pets a person can have, increasing the odds that the birds will be abused, neglected, or rehomed again. Yet pet stores rarely offer these facts to the customers prior to purchase. Screaming and learned aggressive behavior from mishandling is one of the primary reasons parrots are surrendered or resold. They are not a good first bird. They're not a good first pet. What you teach them to say lasts a lifetime. Teach them swear words, then you just cut their chances on finding a good home the next time. They're not like the Disney characters like Blue or Party like Captain Morgan. So they require a lot of research, soul searching to decide to own one. Many large birds outlive their owners. It takes a special, dedicated person, family, to commit to own one of them for their lifetime. They become part of your family, a part of your way of life. Your family is their flock. Not everyone would want this commitment. Parrots are highly intelligent. They're hypersensitive. They're emotionally and physically hypersensitive. Improper handling can teach a tame and loving bird and an already fearful or aggressive bird to become more aggressive to even bite. Behavior problems and the continual screaming are more than most people can tolerate. As a result, why some parrots are forced to live their entire lives in closets, garages, basements, or other unsuitable living conditions. Others will pass the word on to unsuspecting new customers without a word of caution, aka Craigslist, Hobley, and other sales lists. Oops. In closing, it's estimated that the majority of all captive parrots eventually end up with at least 5 homes before suffering or dying prematurely or finding their forever home. Thank you.
Any other members of the public wishing to speak?
Jim Chaffin, 18604 DeVisher, Clinton Township. I went to Gibraltar Trade Center and to buy a wallet, and I ended up with a dog. But when I went there, I had several dogs, and I go through mostly breeders. And she had a German Shepherd in there, a couple of them, and they're nice dogs. And when she brought it out, I didn't care what she said. I was taking it home. But I said, are they registered? And she said, well, you can register them, but they're not registered, and I don't know what that meant. And she gave them some shots and vaccinations, and I don't really know what those were either. And I got home, and the dog would just never, I mean, there was something wrong with them. And I called her the next day, and she said, well, it's just stress. And no, it's not just stress. So the next day I took him to my vet. She had a vet that she wanted me to go to, and we called him, and he didn't want nothing to do with this lady. So I took him to my vet, and he said, I think he's got parvo. And I called her, and I said, they think he got parvo. The test ain't back yet. And she said, well, I'll take the dog back and take care of him, and I'll give him back when he's better. And he said, no. So after about, well, then the vet said it's going to be $2,000 for a dog I paid $600 for. And she said, well, I'm not paying that. Your vet's way out of line. And I said, well, I'm going to take care of the dog, and that worked with me, and it ended up being a little less than that, but he was a week without eating, on an IV blood transfusion, and he ended up, you know, he's still around now, he's a good dog, and everything worked out, but everything that this lady told me, and I know better, because I know dogs, and I know German Shepherds, and she just lied to me from where it came from, the parents. Asked her if she had pictures of the parents because she said she went out of state to get them. And she had a picture of their house, but not the dogs. So I don't really care what their house looked like. But anyways, I don't know how many people this happened to, but, you know, if I had kids, number one, I was fortunate enough that I could afford to pay for this dog. And it had a sister with them. And when I went back, I wanted to take the sister too. And I said, what happened to the sister? And she said, oh, I gave it back to the breeder. And I said, did you get your money back? She said, no. And I said, well, I want my money back. And she said, I'll give you half your money back. And I had to sign some waiver that I wasn't going to sue her or whatever. I didn't care if I got any of my money back. But I just, every dog in there was susceptible to getting that parvo. And when I told her, she should have shut that place down. But she just kept selling the dogs. And just, it was just a bad deal for them dogs. So I hope something gets done that just doesn't happen to somebody else. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Courtney Pratt Sanders, and I'm a resident of Madison Heights, Michigan. But I'm here tonight in a professional capacity. I'm the executive director of Paws for Life Animal Rescue, and we are one of the certified rescues you heard Pam mention earlier. And we rescue cats and all breeds of dogs throughout southeast Michigan. And we had an experience with a pet store here in Macomb County, and we had partnered with them because they were just a supply store. And that fit with our mission. It would be a conflict of interest for us to work with a shelter that's selling intentionally, or a store that's selling intentionally bred animals. So it was about 2 months into our partnership where we were holding monthly adoption events, and our cats lived in habitats in the store. We came daily to take care of them when there was suddenly a litter of puppies in a kennel in the middle of the floor. And I said, did somebody dump them on your doorstep, or, what happened? He said, no, a friend of mine breeds, and I'm going to sell them for him. Well, we did our homework, and sure enough, he didn't have any of the proper permits. He didn't have the license from the USDA that you have to have. So we spoke to him about it and explained why this was a problem for us and how it kind of sends the wrong message to the public. 55,000 dogs and cats are killed every year in Michigan. Think of your own pet at home, or if you used to have pets. 55,000 is 55,000 too many, and that doesn't even include the rabbits and other smaller companion animals that they've talked about. So I went back to the store, and I said, we have to end our relationship, and it took us a couple days to get all of our cats and supplies out of there. But I was even more disturbed when I came back and saw that he had put a sign on the puppies saying that they were for adoption. And it's unethical in every sense of the word, because to the public, adoption means you're rescuing a homeless animal. You're not buying a puppy that was intentionally bred and contributing to the problem. And so we sent some secret shoppers in there to ask questions about where they came from, and they were completely misled that these were rescued puppies and that they were up for adoption, even though they weren't spayed and neutered, which all rescued and adopted animals through shelters and rescues doing it the right way are. So you've seen how it affects people, and you've heard about how it affects the actual animals. It sends a bad message, and there are so many pet stores in Macomb County. You have a phenomenal animal control chief. We work very closely with Chief Randazzo, and we pull animals out of the Macomb County Animal Shelter, and he's one of the best in southeast Michigan by far, and we find that newer shelter directors in other areas are looking to him for guidance. So here you have one of the best, and he's somewhat handcuffed with all of these pet store problems. I mean, it is almost a full-time job for 10 people just to inspect and follow up on complaints, much less run an animal shelter and follow up on stray complaints and other issues. So I encourage you to look into this further. It is really critical, and it does affect your residents. Thank you.
What is your address in Madison Heights?
102 West Guthrie Avenue.
Thank you. Any other members of the public wishing to speak? Going once, going twice, going three times. Public participation is closed. Thank you for your comments. Correspondence from the executive, the only one that you'll be getting is the nomination of Steve Schmiegel to finance director. That'll be sent out early tomorrow morning. Appointments, executive appointment with board concurrence, civil service commission. There's one application. I need a motion. Moved by Toko, supported by Duje. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The nomination is unanimously approved by the commission. Executive appointment with board concurrence, solid waste planning committee, 14 individuals recommended. Would you like to go through each one individually, or would you like to vote in their entirety?
Moved in their entirety.
Moved in their entirety by Toko, supported by Kleinfeld. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All 14 individuals now will serve on the Solid Waste Planning Committee. Congratulations, Commissioner Sauger.
You should have removed his name.
You're going to report monthly back to us?
Congratulations. First time I ran for office on the board, I made it. 1-0.
Committee reports, Infrastructure and Economic Development, April 28th. Those items were funneled to finance. Those are provided on your desk from the meeting we had at 4:30 earlier today. I need a motion.
So moved.
Moved by Vosberg, supported by Marino. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All the finance items are approved. Resolution A, authorizing City of St. Clair Shores to collect in 2015 the property tax bill amounts that will total $100 or less per individual tax bill.
So moved.
Will Marino from St. Clair Shores, supported by Joe Sabatini. Commissioner Kleinfeld, would you like to support that?
Sure.
Okay. Made by Marino, supported by Kleinfeld.
They don't even know I exist. I don't know.
They will now.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item A carries unanimously. B, which is the resolution for the trade agreement, which is on your desk.
So moved.
Moved by Miller, supported by Tioco. Oh, any discussion? Commissioner Brown?
I wish to change my vote to no on this resolution.
Okay, so when we take roll call, we'll just do a roll call, quick roll call.
Mr. Chair, I would like to thank Commissioner Miller for his professionalism and willing to accept the amendments to the resolution. As I pointed out to him, you know, I certainly thank him for putting this together and paying attention to our federal issues, especially those that certainly hit home to Macomb County. You know, I do agree with him that you know, TPA authority or fast tracking, you know, trade promotion authority is something that I'm firmly in opposition against, but the TPP as a whole is something that I can't oppose. So I just wanted to explain my no vote and thank Commissioner Miller for his professionalism. So thank you. I yield.
Any other discussion? Call the roll quickly.
Commissioner Miller?
Yes.
Tocco?
Yes.
Carabelli?
Aye.
Doogie?
Yes.
Kleinfeld?
Yes.
Marino?
No.
Majak?
Yes.
Sabatini?
No.
Sauger?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Osberg?
Yes.
Brown?
No.
Flynn?
Yes. The item carries 10 to 3. The resolution passes 10 to 3. Board's chair report, I already went through it, so unless there's anything additional, motion to receive and file.
So moved.
Support. Moved by Carabelli, supported by Smith. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The board chair report is received. Any new business before the commission? Seeing no new business before the commission, we'll call public participation again. Going once. Going twice, going three times. Public participation is closed. Roll call.
Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Carabelli?
Aye.
Doogie?
Sure.
Flynn?
Yes.
Kleinfeld?
Here.
Marino?
Here.
Majak?
Yes.
Miller?
Here.
Sabatini?
Here.
Sauger?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Tocco?
Here.
Rosberg?
Here.
Motion to adjourn by Doogie, supported by Brown. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Go Wings.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you.